Hey, you human. It's your host, Katie B, and welcome to this podcast where you can tune in to real conversations with real people about that one thing that unites us all, the human experience. Because it is through sharing our humanness, through seeing and being seen, that we will all walk each other home. All you came here to do is to be. And that's more than enough. Welcome home, you beautiful human. Okay, here we go. Okay, here we go, and here we are. Welcome to what feels like, in the last episode I said, it's official programming or whatever you want to call it. It's the full, we're getting into the real jam here. And this actually feels more like it to me because the launch is over. Like, launching something, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan. And it's exciting and it's good and it's all the things. However, it is also, there's like a million balls in the air, and it's this one day. Whereas when you're doing something that's a regular thing that you do, you kind of can, you know what to expect, and you can play within that container. Whereas a launch is like this one day thing, and you've never done it this specific way before, and there's all these different things to account for. And for me, as a sensitive lady, I think a lot. I think a lot and I plan a lot and I stay up late, lying there staring at the ceiling. Actually, my eyes are glued shut, but it's like I'm forcing them closed. Like, sleep, goddammit, lady. Like, it's not necessarily a sleeping situation. The days before I do something different, whether that be a trip or, you know, especially launching this podcast, and I'm recording this, I think it is 2 days after the podcast launched officially. And it was a long time coming for me. It took me, I thought that I was going to spend the rest of the launch day in a state of bliss and I'm dancing around and I'm like, yeah. But really, I launched it by about 9 a.m. I had done all the things that I needed to do. And then I kind of just stared off into space wide-eyed, like, holy shit. And it was a large part because I've been waiting for so long to get this out. And it's been 2 years gestating or something. I don't know. I've lost all concept of time. It's been a bit of time. And it feels like such a relief to just have you human out there and to be able to play within it. And I think it's so important that we remember the integration time that's involved or included innate within life and within the creative process, that I think the story that we are told, or that we are sold more accurately, in the media and in all these other lovely outlets, that it's, life is like this constant state of expansion, especially on places where people are giving us curated content. And I think it's important to note that with every expansion comes integration and contraction, because it must, unless we don't ever want to expand again, unless we want to call it a day. And even that in itself is a contraction and an integration. So after the podcast launched, I kind of napped with the cat for a good few hours. And I had this expectation on myself that of what it was going to look like. And it's taken me a few days to kind of get used to Hey You Human and everything that it entails and this new energy that I've brought forward. It feels kind of like I'm holding a new baby. And I've heard mothers say this from time to time. Mothers and fathers, parents, look at the baby and be like, who are you? And I kind of feel this way about the podcast and everything I'm creating now, because it, and this is what I, along the lines of what I want to talk about today, but just thought I'd have a little human share at the beginning. This pushes against so many of my conditioned ways of being. It pushes against being really vulnerable and letting myself exist. And I hate to use this word, and that's just a sign of the programming, to shine. When I say that word, I have visions of like child pageants with, you know, those sparkly, fluffy dresses. Like that's not what I mean by that, but that's the image that comes up. And this kind of pushes against all of that, all of what I've been taught about what's okay and how it's okay to exist and how it's not okay. And it's a deeper pit than I thought. You know, I put this podcast out there and put everything out there, and the truth of the matter is I'm very uncomfortable. I'm not kind of traipsing around, you know, doing a jig and doing a jig. Who says that anymore? I'm a grandma. I'm not sure if you knew this. And the question in my mind subconsciously is it safe to be me? And who even is that? And I think that's a question that a lot of us are asking. And it's, I've realized today, I was kind of having this chat to myself and I thought, I think it's going to take a bit of time for you to sink into the trust and comfort of just being you. It's going to take some time to teach your body and your nervous system that it's safe to be you. And despite the mind's expectation of what it's all supposed to look like and feel like in whatever certain time frame, that means shit. Like, it means nothing. It's going to take the time it takes. And the only thing in this case that I know I can do is meet myself in each present moment with compassion and patience and love. Because personally, this is probably one of the scariest things I could ever do. So sometimes I question my sanity. Often I question my sanity. And so that's just a little human share. It's, I think, you know, I want to blow away that bastard illusion, that mother effing illusion that, you know, of what things look like from the external. And again, none of us escape this human experience. And this is being human. So on that note, I want to talk about, and I'm not quite sure what I'm titling this yet, to be honest. We'll see what comes through. I wanted to talk about giving ourselves a break, focusing on the light, softening to life a little bit, and something that I think that so many of us are desiring right now. And so if you've been on Earth for the last, and I must apologize. My voice is a bit more raspy than usual. I'm coming off the heels of a bit of a cold, so hopefully things get more buttery as time goes on. But if you've been on planet Earth for the last three years, you know, even back into 2012, when I feel like a lot of this really started, and a lot of us actually have been in this kind of compression space for a number of years, but especially in the last 2.5 years, if you've been here, you've been running a marathon, essentially. You've been running, I feel powerful about this. I feel passionate, I guess is the better word. I feel passionate about this. You've been running a fucking marathon. And if you feel exhausted, lackluster, not motivated, like you're disconnected from your inspiration, disconnected from the drive to do much, create much, be much, engage in the world in the way that you once did. That's to be expected. You know, you might be feeling that way because you've been running an ultra marathon for 2.5 years. And I feel, like I said, a lot of us entered the last 2.5 years just based off of what I feel is happening in relation to the awakening on the planet, the shift that our consciousness is making, the shift that our souls are making right now. Many of us have been gearing up for the last 2.5 years. So a lot of that included multiple dark nights of the soul, shifts in identity, major life shifts, like just this kind of woof, this whole woof, wiping the sweat off the brow there, this whole process. And then we entered the sprint. And we need to remember to be gentle with ourselves, because I think that a lot of us have felt so disconnected and so these uncomfortable emotions of like shutdown or anxiety. We're in fight or flight. We are running for our lives. Everywhere we look is like, ah, this scary thing and that scary thing. And holy fucking shit, like what's happening there, here? And it's a lot. It's a lot. And we only have capacity for so much. And from that space, because we've been in that space for so long, the desire can be, oh, I just want life to be back to normal again. I want to be a functioning person in my life. I already want to be quantum leap jumped into my new future where I can feel it. And I think a lot of us can feel the timeline of our new future where we are truly in our authenticity and truly living as the fully expressed version of who we are. And we can feel that, and it's palpable and it's beautiful and it feels like a sweet relief and it feels like play and creativity and love and connection and all those beautiful things and abundance and all the things, you know, that all those fancy, shiny, sparkly, beautiful things, we can feel it. And so we kind of, it's almost like we're looking down at our watches and being like, okay, so I know that that timeline's there and I'm here. So let's get this show on the road. And it's almost like from that place, we move forward from this place of deep attachment to needing that in order to be okay. And almost from this place of panic and get me out of here. And that puts us very much up and out of our bodies, into our minds. And we disconnect from the very thing that is going to get us in that full expression, authenticity. And we just bypass that. We bypass the present moment, which is exactly what is going to move us there. And it's not even about, you know, that future that you can feel, it exists, but it's also, you can pull in the energy of that in the present. And that's how you get there, ultimately. Because I don't know if you've ever heard this saying before, but it's not about the destination, it's about the journey. So, you know, a part of the journey is cultivating the energy of your destination in your now moment. Because as our good old friend Albert Einstein once said, everything is energy. And I'm going to paraphrase the rest of this because I don't have the gumption. That's not the right word. I don't have it in me to Google it right now because I'm in a good flow. But he said something along the lines of everything is energy and you can't create, you can't solve the problem with the same energy that created it or something like that. And this goes along the line of we have to take a step back and be in the present moment and meet ourselves where we're at and slowly integrate and call forward and cultivate the energy of this desired life place that we wish to be. So for example, for me, and I feel like this is what a lot of us desire, because I desire it, a lot of people desire it. That's my ego talking. But more so, I feel like because the pendulum of life has swung in this direction of overwhelm, stuckness, frustration, disconnection, isolation, lack of motivation, lack of inspiration, fear, like all these things that we've been feeling, the pendulum is and will swing to the opposite direction to find its balance. So I think a lot of us then turn around and we're looking at this dumpster fire that we are immersed in. And we look to the distance for, I need to balance this. I need to, you know, and I've heard this from a lot of people, and I feel my desire for this too. Slowness, simplicity, lightness, beauty, nature, connection, creativity. And I want to dive into each of these in this episode. But I think how we really want to feel is grounded and at home and expressed and soothed and in that ventral nervous system space where we feel we can create and play and be. And so we can't expect ourselves to go from a place where our capacity is so stretched beyond belief that we can't even fathom the thought of sometimes, you know, making dinner for ourselves or having a social life, and I think it's getting better because we're softening up a bit. But we can't expect ourselves to move directly into all of those things just with the snap of our fingers. Maybe one day. But for now, I think the lesson for a lot of us is, where am I at now? And how can I cultivate these energies within my experience now? Because I think a lot of us have spent a lot of time focusing on our shadows and what's holding us back and the ancestral traumas and pains and all of this deep dive shadow work. And we've been focusing on it for so long that it's almost like we get acclimated to it. And we get so immersed and almost obsessed with absolutely clearing it all away so that we can finally be free and finally feel inspired and finally just feel good. And we're just on this constant hunt deep in our shadow for these things that it can start to drain us. It can start to, you know, too much of anything can be poisonous, right? Like too much water can be poisonous. Anything can become poison at the right dose or the wrong dose. That sounded ominous. At the wrong dose or at a high enough dose. And so I think the same goes for shadow work. I think that we only have capacity for so much of that. Shit. No, that's terrible. I didn't mean that in that way, but we only have so much capacity to dive into the depths. And sometimes we need to put everything down and step out of this, you know, I picture it like we're stepping out, we're deep down in the mining, we're mining for whatever you want to call it, these gems that the shadow brings forth or what have you. We're deep down in the depths of the mine. And we can't stay there forever and find every single little bit of our shadow. It's kind of like this obsession with hand sanitizer and wanting to clean every single bacteria and virus and pathogen. And it's just like, sorry, man, we are in a world that this is a part of it. And you're never gonna, you could spend a lifetime living in fear and trying to scrub away every single thing, and you will fail and be exhausted and miss your life. So it's the same kind of thing where We don't need to scrub ourselves so clean to finally be okay. We can step out of the mind for a bit and take a breath and look at the sunshine and play a bit and live a bit or a lot, because I think that we're not on this earth. I think we're on the earth for here. Here is my expert knowledge on why we're on planet Earth. Aren't you glad that I figured it out? My sense is that we're on Earth for, these are two of probably many things. One, for our souls to grow and evolve, and for us to expand the edges of consciousness, because we're that badass. And two, to enjoy and revel and be in awe of the beauty that is here for us. And so growing and expanding the consciousness requires shadow work and requires us to dive into the mind and do a bit of digging, or a lot of digging. You know, whether you bring a trowel or a backhoe, you know, a shovel or a massive piece of machinery, it's totally your whatever you need. But we also need, like, a part of that is also noticing what is beautiful and noticing we're not put on here just to struggle. I refuse to believe that. That's a bit of resistance on my part, but I'm kind of fucking done with the struggle, to be honest. And I'm under no illusion that it's a natural, it's a part of the process, it's a part of what shapes us and molds us, and that's okay. But I think at this time, if you feel your capacity is stretched, if you feel weighed down, if you feel dull and all of these uninspired emotions and feelings, it's okay for you to stop digging for a bit. It's okay for you to step out of the mine and wipe that beautiful face of yours and turn yourself towards the sun and take off your digging clothes, get naked, and just play and be and express and let yourself be in the lightness of life for a little while. And it's summer if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, so it's great timing. And I know personally, and maybe this is the Cancer in me, I have a Cancer sun and a Virgo moon and a Taurus ascendant. I'm very earthy. I'm earthy and emotional. I could spend forever in the depths. Like, I'm a miner and a deep diver, and I'm used to the darkness. But I think I may have overdosed in the last 2 years. And I'm just really wanting to invite in that softness and that lightness. So how can we do that? How can we begin to shift towards what I know that we feel, that authentic expression, that life that we can feel but can't quite touch, that timeline that we've checked into because of the dark shadow work that we've been doing, and because we've been facing our demons and sitting with uncomfortable emotions and being brutally honest with ourselves about what's up and kind to ourselves in the process? How can we begin to let go and trust that we don't need to work so hard to be okay in life? And I think that starts slowly. And I think that's one of the things that a lot of us are desiring is slowness. That we can step back. You know, even there's this wonderful book, you've 99.9% chance have heard of it, called The Untethered Soul. If you haven't heard of it, you are I'm just kidding. It's all good. If you haven't heard of it, it's a beautiful book. I highly recommend giving it a read. And I think there's a new one out by the same, it's Michael Singer. My dad recommended this new one to me. And he talks a lot about being in the seat of the soul. And so really that even that energy of imagining yourself or even physically sitting back and stepping out of that chaos stream in life that seems to run, for me energetically, the chaos stream runs right over my, like around the my head and in front of my eyes, and it's just kind of right there in front. And I can step forward into it and feel the full force of like, holy shit, everybody, you know, what's going on? What am I doing? What's my purpose? How am I going to survive in this life? Am I doing the right thing? Da, 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 da. And it's like, whoa, okay, let's just step back for a minute. And maybe suddenly we can hear the wind rustling through the leaves and the birds chirping, and our body kind of goes, ah. And it's like, yeah, I know. We kind of lean back, step back for a minute, and let yourself slow right down. And just meet yourself, just notice. There's this great tool that I learned called orienting, and it really helps you to ground your nervous system, calm your nervous system. And how you do that is, and we can do it, let's do it together. So essentially the idea of it is that you are noticing your environment and kind of anchoring yourself down. And if you are a somatic practitioner and you know this more than I do, I apologize for the somewhat janky way that I'm about to do this, but this is the way that I do it for myself and it helps. So you want to kind of take a moment, take a step back, take a breath, slow down, and then just start to notice your environment. And what we're doing here is using our senses to ground us in the present moment. And so with your eyes, you can look around and notice any shapes in the room. Notice any textures. Notice the lighting or the light. And then you can also use your other senses to maybe feel what the temperature is in the room, or what your clothes feel like on your body, what it feels like to have your weight up against the chair or the bed or the floor, or whatever it might be, your shoes on the ground. Notice if there's any scents that you can smell or anything that you can hear outside of my gorgeous buttery voice. And just kind of let yourself land in the present moment. And I think before we really do anything, it's so important to meet ourselves here, because it's really all we have. And so much of our stress and pressure that we place on ourselves that causes us to feel like we're in this state of panic, to feel like we have to run to survive, is by living either in the past. So we've got our past in our backpack and we're bringing it into the future with us. And we're like, hey guys, what's up? I've got this backpack. It's fucking massive. It's full of all this shit. It's heavy. I'm exhausted, but like, I'm here with my backpack. And of course we need to, you know, do that work to really let it go sometimes, but sometimes it's okay to just put it down and leave it in the past for a while. It'll be there if you ever need to pick it up again. And we also can live in the future quite far, where we are projecting ahead and wondering about what will the unknown be, and how can I protect myself and keep myself safe, and what's going to happen if, and am I, what, how do I get that? And that's a very like ning, if there was a sound to it, kind of energy. And it's really tough to settle yourself when you're not even with yourself in the moment. And so to just kind of really meet yourself in the present moment, and even that stretches your capacity a little bit. It gives you a little more space, or a lot more space. And from that, to really slow down and just let yourself be where you're at, meet yourself where you're at. And from there, it becomes a lot easier to focus on the light. it becomes a lot easier to tune in to what you really need in this moment. What would really fulfill you? Something I'm talking about a lot with one of my clients right now is romancing her life. And when was the last time you bought yourself some flowers? When was the last time you took yourself out on a little date or indulged in something beautiful, whether it be a sunset or a nature walk or a beautiful cup of coffee from your favorite cafe or, you know, whatever it may be? We are all so individual. And really focusing on the beauty in life. And I've had such a, I'll say Viking battle because it's my Viking roots with beauty. I've had such an aversion to it because in my mind, beauty was catalogs and superficial things and I didn't belong with it. But I had this desire to create it around me and this appreciation for beauty, the natural beauty, and this kind of curation of beautiful things in my life. I've always had this desire, but I shamed myself for it because of the fear that if I loved things that were beautiful, I was not a deep human, not a smart human, not a valuable human. But we're here to, again, be in awe of life's beauty. That's a part of it. And to deny something like that is denying yourself of the most beautiful show you'll ever see. And there was this one episode with Zach Bush on Aubrey Marcus's podcast that I was listening to one time. And he had this, and I think I've spoken about this before, not on this podcast perhaps, but he was talking about how he had this question, what is love? And he took it into, I think, ayahuasca ceremony, or he just kind of always was asking this question, what is love? What is love? And his friend, funnily enough, was in, maybe he was in the ayahuasca ceremony or meditating, sorry, I thought I said something weird there. And he got this download of this entity speaking to him saying, oh, the answer to Zach's question is beauty. And he took that answer back to Zach, and Zach was in just, he broke down in tears because of the truth of that and how we are pulled away from that. And it's seen as frivolous, you know, but letting ourselves take pleasure in the beauty of life and letting ourselves really indulge our lives with beauty, with nature's beauty, with the beauty of connection, with the beauty of adorning ourselves in things that make us feel good, with the beauty of creativity, to just take pleasure in life and to put our attention in the beauty that is here for us now. Because when we are doing the deep diving and we're doing the shadow work, we can forget. We can, you know, we talk about bypassing, spiritual bypassing and bypassing the shadow. And I think there's a lot of shame in that, which makes me want to throw up both of my middle fingers to the spiritual, this fucking rhetoric that it's all about don't create shame, but also don't you dare bypass. And it's almost like you can just, and this is where I get fiery. I have some work to do around this, but there's this energy for me and it's like, enough of that, enough of that. Maybe somebody doesn't quite have the capacity at the moment to deep dive into the depths of their shadow. Or maybe they have been and they're tired. And they just got a spiritual bypass for a bit, you know? And I don't think that's actually spiritual bypassing, but I just had this vision of these two people in this convertible car driving down the highway 101 on their way to like Vegas or something with sunglasses on and being like, peace out, we're spiritual bypassing for a while. We're going to go and live life and just enjoy. And I think that goes along the lines of, it's all welcome. All of you is welcome. All of you and your unresolved, you know, in quotation marks, shadow. All of you and your stretched out capacity, your exhaustion, your quote unquote laziness. Ugh, fuck that. You know, it's all welcome here. And it's okay. You don't need to scrub yourself clean from the inside out to be worthy of a good life, of a beautiful life, to be worthy of enjoying life, to be worthy of abundance, to be worthy of all the good things, to be worthy and deserving of thriving. So put the scrub brush down and maybe start to fill your life with a little more beauty. And I think another thing that we all seek, or many of us seek, is simplicity. How much of our life are we making more complicated than it needs to be because we're living from our mind and not from our heart and not from our innate beingness? And a few of the things that I find that I really love that, you know, my desire is simplicity in being in nature with my shoes off, like a real badass hippie. The other day I went for a walk on the ocean side, the seaside, and I was traipsing along like a lovely beach fairy. Oh. And I passed by these two hikers and they were geared up with their hiking boots and their backpacks, and I was prancing along in my bare feet. And I think it's a good thing to, you know, and hey, sometimes it's great not to, no judgment there. Sometimes it's great to not have barnacles poking your skin. But I think it's a good reminder that there is such joy in the simple things in life. The feeling of the warm stone on the bottom of my feet and of the feeling of my feet meeting the uneven surfaces and the engagement of my mind in keeping myself balanced and upright was beautiful and joyful and playful. And so I think a lot of us are seeking simplicity in our lives. Simplicity through food, simplicity through choices in our lives, simplicity in what we wear, in all of it, because we need a deep breath. We need some space to just enjoy the beauty and the simplicity and the pleasures of life, so we might increase our capacity, so that when it does come time for us to naturally, which I feel like once we give ourselves enough space to be in the simplicity, there will come a time when the fire emerges in our belly and we kind of lean more into that masculine energy and we want to take action and we want to do these things. That's all good too. And maybe we also want to deep dive into the shadow again because we are full. Our capacity is vast and there is space for us to do so. But to push ourselves beyond our capacity because we're so afraid that if we're not constantly running and moving and being productive, we will fall behind and not be safe in life and not be successful and not and not and not. Such a fucking shitty energy to be living from. That's tough. That's a tough place to be living from. And so moving towards these simple things like nature, connection, beauty, we can start to increase our capacity for life, bring ourselves into that ventral nervous system space where And that is a quick lesson on the nervous system. We have the ventral, which is like this creative, you're feeling safe in life. It's kind of like the top of the ladder of the nervous system. And then we have our parasympathetic, which is below if you're looking at a ladder type situation. And I've learned this from the wonderful Sarah Baldwin, who I'd love to have on the podcast. She's amazing. And she talks about that as well. So you go into then the parasympathetic, which is below, which is fight, flight, or freeze. It's like our action state. And then below that, you're in the dorsal part of the nervous system. And that's when we shut down completely. And freeze is kind of in between dorsal and parasympathetic. It's in between fight and flight and shutdown. And so a lot of us are living our lives from this parasympathetic fight, flight, freeze, or shutdown. Not from the ventral vagal, from that kind of space where we feel peaceful and safe and at ease and like we can create and be playful. And how we get ourselves there is by teaching ourselves that we're safe. And how we teach ourselves we're safe is by meet ourselves in the present moment with love, with compassion, meet ourselves slowly, meet ourselves with grace and patience as we might notice that it's really hard to get out of those states of being, maybe because we've been in them for our whole lives. And so slowly unwinding ourselves to get to this place where we can be creative. And I think a lot of our fear that we have, I know I feel this a lot and I felt this a lot, is if I want to live a fulfilling life and live in abundance and live in all the things, I have to know what my purpose is, because I need to work and I need to find a purpose that is going to pay the bills, not even just pay the bills, but bring me everything that I want and desire, and bring me safety and bring me acceptance, and also fulfill me and also be creative. And it's like this tall order that we place on our backs, and that if we don't fill it, suddenly we're failing. That's too much pressure. And then from a pressured place, we can't get there. So again, I'm repeating myself, but it's slowing down. And when we bring ourselves to this more regulated place, our purpose will take care of itself. Because when you can be in this space where your creativity naturally bubbles to the surface and you feel safe to play and you feel safe to create, your true essence will just begin. It's always been shining through, but it will truly just burst forth and you will emanate the essence of you. I feel like that should be a perfume name. The essence of you. And we can kind of, we don't need to, from that place, push so hard to be ourselves, you know? We don't need to push so hard to figure out our purpose. We just are our purpose innately. Our shining, our light, our expression in all that it includes is our purpose. That's, we're done. Great. We solved the riddle. So when you release and slow down enough to actually live your life without all this pressure of trying to figure out your life, the manifestation of your purpose will emerge as you. And then there's work to do sometimes around that in relation to, is that safe? And that's kind of where I'm at right now. Is it really safe to be me? Will I really be accepted? Can I really be supported in being the full expression of me? And I feel I can open the door of that shadow. Correction. I'm not ready to open up that door of that shadow fully because my capacity is not there. But when it is, I'm going to slowly open that door. And I'm opening it a bit. I'm looking through the window at it. Like, I see you there. I'm going to have a tea with you in a bit. But first, I'm just going to pick some wildflowers in my white linen dress. And yes, I do that. It's corny and beautiful. My fantasy is to build a home that's on the seaside, and it has like white beams. It's one big open space. There's a wood stove inside, long wood dining table, so I can invite all of you. But this is kind of where I'm at as well, where it's like, I just want to fill my cup up a bit for a while. I want to remember what it's like to play, what it's like to be creative, because we've been running a marathon, and it's okay if we need to take a break for a while. It's okay to focus on the light, to focus on play, to focus on connection, to romance yourself, to fill your life with things that you think are beautiful and that you can take pleasure in. We're not here on this earth to just survive. There is a reason we are surrounded by so much beauty, and we are meant to see it. And all of the things that shine in their beauty, the trees, the flowers, each other, we all and all of those things, beings, entities, the nature around us, it all wants to be seen. Just as we all want to be seen on some deep level, even if it's very buried and hidden, to be seen for the true beauty in who we innately are. We want to shine, and for the ones we love or for the world around us to look at us and take awe in us and appreciate us. Look at you. Look how beautiful you are. In every part of how you naturally came here, look how beautiful you are. Look at that art you created. Look at that family you've built. Look at how you just are. Isn't it beautiful? And doesn't it feel so nice to be seen in that way? And we can offer that gift to ourselves, and it's a gift that gives back when we notice the beauty of a tree. The tree is seen and feels seen, and we get to enjoy the beauty, and the tree gets to feel seen, and vice versa. So it all starts with seeing ourselves and seeing ourselves as beautiful as we are. No need to do any more digging if you're tired. Step out of the shadow for a bit. Stand in the sunshine and just let yourself be. So I'm going to close this out with a few questions that I want to pose to you. And maybe this will become a part of the regular programming. I'm just really letting this kind of unfold. And it's really interesting how I created this podcast and kind of had this desire to just self-express. And there was a lot of guilt I had around that and shame for how self-indulgent that is. You know, oh, how self-indulgent to want that. And I also know the truth that I feel the most aligned when I'm coming from a place of pure service. And it has to be both. I have to find joy in what I'm making, and it has to be coming from a place of, from the heart of pure, just wanting to support or to be in service, to offer what I can. And that sounds very altruistic and can sound very, you know how it can sound. But I put this forward being like, this at the moment is more about my self-expression and feeling a bit off about that, like a piece of it was missing. But it was so interesting that in the release of the podcast, I was like, oh, I'm out there. My space is there. I can go be me now in this kind of expressed way. And the switch flipped on launch day. It flipped. Phew. Now I can focus on how can I be of most help. And one thing for me that I find really helps is when people ask me questions, because our own inner knowing is like top brass. It's like numero uno. It's the number one wisdom that we need to listen to. So you can listen to this lady jam for almost an hour. Holy fucking shite. my stomach is growling if you can hear it. I haven't had breakfast yet and it is almost noon. But there is nothing that will ever compare to your inner knowing. And with all of these podcasts and all the things that I create and anything that anybody creates out there, take it with a grain of salt, run it through your filter. I say this all the time. I'm just chucking spaghetti on the wall. We'll see what sticks. What sticks depends on who you are and your life experience and tra-la-la. So one thing that I've noticed is super helpful is when people ask me questions so I can tune into my own inner knowing. So I'm coming at you with some questions. Number one, where is your capacity truly at? Are you stretching your capacity beyond what is healthy for you and what you can handle? And if you are, GTFO, get out of there. I'm just kidding. So to follow up with that question, what can you, if you do feel like your capacity is stretched too far and you feel unmotivated, uninspired, dull, drained, empty, kind of lost a little bit, what can you let go of or temporarily step back from to give yourself some immediate space? And knowing that your mind might come forward and be like, well, that's not safe. You shouldn't do that. Or the ego's like, don't drop that. That thing is a part of our value and identity. It's like, ego, you know what I'm going to say. Get in the back seat, you little shit. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, I think I need to feed myself. Third question, what simple pleasures do you most enjoy? And I think that's can be a tough question because I think a lot of us don't actually let ourselves enjoy the pleasures in life. So what simple pleasures do you most enjoy? What fills your cup up? And fourth, I wanted to, and this is not necessarily a question, but it's to take a moment to tap into your innocence. Because I think a lot of us are hard on ourselves and we put a lot of pressure on ourselves and we forget what the essence of our soul, what our innocence feels like. That part of us that does just want to play and does just want to enjoy and be and express and be silly and connect and be held and love and be loved. That innocence. The innocence is always down to play. The innocence always believes in you and believes you can do it. And the innocence knows the importance of you and all that you are and the importance of you enjoying this life. So, all of that to say, I hope you take a step out of the marathon if you feel like you need it and let yourself focus on what feels light and just enjoy your time, even just for a little bit. Okay, I think we'll close it out there. And a major, major thank you to everybody who left a written review and a rating. It is massively, massively helpful, especially since this podcast is new, to share it with people who you think might enjoy, share it on social media, follow it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, and most importantly, if you feel ever so inclined to leave a written rating and a review, it really, 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 really helps. And I really appreciate those of you who have done so already. It really means the world and gives my ego the boost that it needs to survive. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. I love your face. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope this was helpful and we'll see you next time.